Welcome to the Math Lack of Knowledge Podcast.
What if they're not welcome?
Introduction music. Time is approaching. A very, very special time in the year.
I can't believe it's already been a whole year. 365 days, almost.
Almost. Off by a few.
But has it really been that long since Venom?
Yes. Probably the only Marvel movie I ever understood.
Honestly, probably. I mean, we watched
I'm not tied into like any of the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my people who aren't watching all the Marvel movies.
I still hate that you don't watch them, bro. Those movies are the best.
So Venom, it's not connected to anything. So I thought it was the best Marvel movie. Speaking of movies, my favorite movie of all time is Rush Hour 1.
Rush Hour 1?
Yeah.
Rush Hour 1 was a really bad movie.
Are you dumb?
All right, you want to watch a good movie?
Chad?
No, you want to watch a good movie?
Bro, this is
super bad. Super bad.
Have you never seen Superbad? I don't even watch movies.
Superbad is such a funny movie. Jonah Hill, Michael Cera. Michael Cera's from here, bro.
Bro, I don't know who any of these mans are. I know rappers.
Yo, we're here in Brampton. Michael Cera's from Brampton. You ever gone to, like, the Garden Square? You know, you see, like, the stars on the ground. You see Michael Cera's. It's the only famous name there.
Bro, Tory Lanez is from Brampton.
Tristan Thompson's also
from Brampton. Tory Lanez went to my school.
Tristan Thompson broke our grade 17.
Keisha Shante went to my school.
All right, you say that, like, they went to your school, like, when you also went to the school.
Like, 10 years ago.
Like, you go to school currently. We're in high school.
Yeah. Give out all my IP address. Yo, remember the IP address scam that Rudolph used to do?
Yes. Okay,
so
wait. We have to explain. We have to do a character analysis on this man.
Okay. Rudolph, you still do this thing.
Honestly, we might not even be allowed to say his name. He's probably gonna get mad.
Oh shoot! I said it.
No, but it's okay. Honestly, the plan is that we hide this podcast from him for as long as possible.
Yo, he's gonna find it for the first episode. Nah, chill. Okay. How do we describe him?
Hey, Rudum, I'm playing.
Very...
All right, Rudum.
Rudum.
About 2.5 feet tall. Bounces everywhere he goes.
Okay, so he's like, he just bounces everywhere. He's a bouncer. He's not a bouncer.
He's not a bouncer. He does not fight. He just... The physical act of bouncing.
like up and down.
Like, up and down and up and down. This is the way this man walks. God,
yeah.
Yo, Rudum, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Bro, I apologize. Okay, so this guy is like on a new wave like every 7 days. So this one time he was like obsessed with like biking. And he's like, yeah, I do cross country biking. I've biked to like Thunder Bay by myself. I'm like, cool, man. And next week he's like, yo, automotive engineering, right? We are that. He's like, bro, I can mix master all your tracks. 5 years of studio experience. I'm like, bro. What studio do you have in your house?
Nah, no Rudum will ever beat naming you after a car, Rudum. That's my favorite Rudum.
Oh my god.
He had this obsession.
With naming people after cars.
Yes, each person got like a car persona.
Yo, I was a Lamborghini, right?
I was a Ford F-150.
So basically, he wasn't like that great at like physical-esque games, like tag.
Tag was crazy.
So we're like chasing each other. It's like he's like pretending to film it with like a finger camera. He's like rare footage of Lamborghini Vernado chasing Ford F-150.
It would be so funny because he's there on the side recording, and half the time he's not even in the game. He's just running around.
You won't want to be, bro. That's so jokes.
He's just running around saying that it's like a race, like a car meet. Like, yo, let's have a car meet. So all of us just get.
Oh my god, this guy invited me to a car meet one time. So me, him, and there's like four other dudes, just like 30-year-old guys with turbans. I was like, I kid you not, they brought like their mom's Honda Civics with like flames on the sides and like this random painting on it. And there's like 40 high school kids just lined up, like watching these three dudes drive in a circle around the school parking lot. And I'm like, bro, never involve me with this again. Almost reminds me of the time where, have you ever been to an Aaron Mills parking lot past 12 a.m.? Or like not Square past 12 One, Bramley?
Not past
4. There were like 6 cricket games going on in the empty parking lot. In the parking lot. We went there, some random dudes recruited us in the game.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yo, these guys are not even good, right? Start swearing at us in Punjabi. We understand Punjabi, right? My family speaks Urdu. So it's like, it was a tormenting experience.
One time I actually got recruited into a game, but it was even more sketchy because it wasn't even in this country. I remember, I think it was 2012. I was so young, all right?
Yeah.
And we decided, like, hey, let's go on, like, a family trip to India.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every brown person goes to the homeland at least once.
That's the only place I've ever been in my life.
Except the only thing is that it's so expensive that you only go once.
Niagara Falls. Pakistan, India.
Like, those are the two destination weddings.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls or you
I've
go back
to
the homeland.
I've never been to a destination wedding.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a destination wedding. You're not invited. All right. So anyways, yeah. So I'm in India with like my family. I'm in India with my family. And I think there was like this part where we were just free roaming the country, which is actually really dangerous considering how young we are. Like the more I think about it, I remember getting chased by like rabid dogs in the village. Yeah. Because it's not like we went to like...
Bro, I got chased like goats in Pakistan, bro. This is gonna be India versus Pakistan, bro.
India versus Pakistan.
Very controversial statement, bro. Cool it, bro.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were in Brampton.
Yeah. Saga is like Pakistan. And then Brampton is like India.
Yeah.
What's that video? It's like, this is like this, and this is like your this.
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Damn it. All right, someone will.
Somebody out there. If you know... Leave a like and comment. Alright, so anyways, yeah, we're this like free roaming India, and it's not like we went to like a city, like one of the cities, like Delhi or anything. We were in some village, just in the middle of nowhere. Alright, so like, it was pretty dangerous. I remember getting chased by rabid dogs one night when I went to go buy Crush with my cousin Baljeet. That's a story for another time.
Baljeet.
But we went, I remember, it was me and my brother, and we were both...
Told you be C+.
For the third time. It might have been C+, actually, now that I think about it, C+.
It's not Crush.
It's not Crush.
What are you guys at here?
Fanta? What? It's C+.
7-Up, C+. So essentially we're using letters and mathematical terms. They're very, like, math-driven countries.
Oh, yeah, so we're just at this soccer game. And I vividly remember ordering C+ at that soccer game.
C+.
Now that I think about it,
C+.
I vividly remember ordering C+. But yeah, we're at this soccer game. And it's not like a professional soccer game. Like, you're going to go to the Brampton Soccer Center and go watch the Timbits play. No. What I'm talking about is just a bunch of sweaty 30 to 40-year-old Indian men taking off their shirts, hopping on this field that's not even a field. It's mostly sand. Like, 87% sand.
Sand.
87% sand. 2%.
It's like weeds growing out of it.
87%.
It's so like those spiky ones you wear sandals.
Blood and sweat is pouring into the sand, making it like mud. All right? They're all just sweating, playing soccer, getting nice and close, you know, body checking each other, you know, just rubbing sweat all over each other.
Body heat.
And then I remember one of the teams, like, they realized that they were down one person. So obviously, instead of like being like, oh, okay, like, why don't we take one person off the other team? They're like, let's go grab some random kid from this crowd. Goes up to one kid. The kid's like, nah, man. And then I wasn't even paying attention at this part. This is like what my brother was
saying. How old are you?
This was 2012, so I was like 9.
Bruh.
Yeah. Oh, bro, now everyone knows my age. Bruh.
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 All right, so, like, obviously, I did not think that I would be the target for this cast.
What end of the joke?
Like, so this uncle comes up to me. He comes up, like, he gets me into the game, and I was not paying attention, so I didn't even know what was happening. I thought I was coming... Get some, like, free snacks, you know.
Hey, yo, shout out to that uncle. Explosion sound. Go.
All right, now that we're done with the explosion sound. Oh, man. But, yeah, so he takes me onto the field, and I'm tripping out, because there's not a single child playing soccer here. It's all just these
grown
sweaty Indian grown men.
Oh,
I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to say that they're gross.
I'm brown.
My last name is Gil. I remember, I don't think I've ever ran away from a man so fast in my life.
Oh, you didn't even play?
No, I'm not playing. They're all like body checking each other, like flicking each other. Like, it's weird, man.
Freaking? Cool, bro.
They're flicking each other, slapping each other in the back. You can see the sweat splash onto others. Some of it's getting in their eyes, their mouth, their nose. It's just sweat, you know?
Facts.
It's pretty dangerous for a 9-year-old kid to be there.
That's speaking of uncles, so this is just thrown out there, but you know, like, when your dad watches WhatsApp videos in the living room?
Who doesn't?
And they're just like, they're so loud. Like, yeah. I hear it right now. Like, it's just like, all random words like,
oh, that's what I'm saying, it's the boss. I'm here in the studio and I can hear my dad at home watching
some WhatsApp video. It's like a concert speakers, dad watching WhatsApp videos.
Yeah. I can hear my dad watching like a short WhatsApp video talking about how if I leave my phone beside my bed, I will die of
cancer. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, yo, funniest story. 3 a.m. one night, school night, 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. My dad wakes me up. He's like, eyes are like bloodshot. He wakes up and says, hey, son, put your phone 5 meters away from you, curl up. I'm like, what? What is it, earthquake? In the eastern, like, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yo, like, look at this post. It's like made on like freaking Microsoft Paint. It's like, please Google if you do not believe me. Shocking radio waves. Exploding out of your phone at 3 a.m. Phone will zap you till dead. Please Google if not true. Please send to 20 friends and like donate $1 to this cause.
Like, they make us believe that if I send this picture to 20 friends, the radiation waves won't hit me.
And like, the radiation waves of the other radiation block out of the radiation.
But so if you send it to 20 friends, the radiation shield comes around your phone.
It's like a video game, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, it was, so yeah, Rudum, he made like a parody one of it. Rudum's always, like, one time his obsession was like WhatsApp videos. So he made a parody, hold up. So he made a parody of it where basically it was just like some dude falling off a bike. It's like, please do not ride bike between hours of 12 a.m. and 8 p.m. because extremely dangerous. That's it. I showed it to my mom and she told me not to. And I didn't get to ride my bike for like a couple days. That just showed my mom that my boy made it. I thought it was a lot funnier. Go on.
You ever just buy some Fiber One bars just to have some kids steal them? All right, let's play Never Have I Ever. Never have I ever bought Fiber One bars and had some kid just rob me.
It's like, yo, man, let me see those real quick. I'm like, yo, this kid's like shaped like a dodgeball, right?
He's like, I mean, it's 2019. We're not being insensitive.
No, he's just shaped like that. I never said
he. You know what? I don't even give a shit, bro. We are being insensitive.
His body was built like that, right? So yeah, he comes up to me, right? He's like, hey, man, let me see those real quick. All right? I'm like, yeah, man, you want one? Right? Because I had no breakfast that day. So I was walking around with a box of Fiber One bars near Trinity Commons. Totally smart move. All right? Some guy just runs away with the whole box. And he's like running. And like sweat's already pouring down his face. Like, you know, like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gum, where like, you don't watch any movies. My mom forced me to watch this. Like, Shah Rukh Khan's played like 3 seconds of basketball with this random chick. And then he was like sweating like crazy, like a lawn sprinkler. Right? And, like, he was sweating that much.
I've watched this one Bollywood movie in my life.
So he was sweating that much, just running away from me. And then I'm like, all right, man. Got robbed of my Fiber One bars. It'd be like that. Explosion sound.
It was Go Goa Gone. It's a movie about like these Indian people going to a party and then a zombie apocalypse. That's it.
And the guy had like blood everywhere. My mom told me, why didn't you just like watch Tarzan or something? My mom told me that people, there's a guy and a girl, they kiss in that movie. And that's bad.
Tarzan. Yo, Tarzan's actually so weird when you think about it. Because I remember I never saw
any of these like childhood movies that people really love. Yeah. Like,
have you seen Monster House?
No.
Aladdin. You haven't seen Monster House?
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Aladdin, Avengers, none of that.
Okay,
I just grew up on like Legend of Zelda.
How have you not seen Aladdin, bro? We're brown.
I haven't.
It's like our moral duty. My dad's seen it. It's like our obligation.
My dad's seen it. It's like, this is like a romance.
You watch the new?
I'm like, all right, man.
All right, man. Whatever. All right,
bro.
Whatever. But how have you not... You haven't watched like Monster House. Have you even watched Megamind?
Like on YTV, Big Fun Movies.
Yeah, exactly. Monster House was
like... But I wouldn't pay attention. YTV, Big Fun Movies just play in the back all day.
That's crazy. How would you not be allowed to watch all these childhood movies? Like, I can't imagine my life without, like...
Bro, I can't.
Like, Monster House, I'm gonna keep bringing this up.
What the hell is the Monster
House? Monster House is a cinematic masterpiece.
Leave a like if you know what Monster House is. Leave a like if you don't.
Just like the video, please. Wait, this ain't even a video.
Don't vote once. All
right, Monster House is a... You know what? Welcome back to Karm's Movie Reviews. Today we'll be reviewing Monster House. Today's podcast is sponsored by Monster House. give us your money, Monster House. Okay, but anyways, Monster House is like the most beautiful YTV movie ever made. It's a touching tale of these children becoming brothers, essentially.
You know? Oh shoot, is that movie like the furry guy and the green? No.
What? My bad. The furry guy and the green? I kind of want to come back to that later because I'm really confused on what that is.
But furry Monster guy, House. Sullivan.
You're talking about Monsters,
Inc. I know, I realize. Yeah. I don't know, man.
How can you get Monsters, Inc. mixed with Monster House?
I have a very short attention span. I don't know what Monster House is.
Okay, so Monster House is about this boy, right? And across the street from him is like this really creepy old house with like this creepy old man. And one day, like, they throw like their football on there. I might be remembering this wrong. I have not watched this movie in like 4 years. But they throw like a ball or some shit on their lawn, and then the lawn just eats it, right? And then it's like, yo, where's like my ball? And then I think like the old
man dies.
Where's like my ball?
Yeah.
All right, and then like the old man dies one day. We just touched feet, and that was weird. And the old man like dies one day.
Yo, cool it, bro.
But yeah, so he dies, and then like it's said that like the house is haunted, right? So like these kids are like, damn, this house is haunted. But it turns out that the house isn't haunted. The house is just a monster now. Like, it's a living creature, and like it tries eating the kids. And I honestly, now that I think about it, I can't remember much of the plot.
I'm googling it.
You're googling the Monster House plot?
Yeah. 6.6 out of 10. Sorry, man, can't watch that.
6.6 out of 10 stars is probably still more than we're gonna get on this podcast. How much you wanna bet?
Yo, we're not even gonna get rated, bro. Who's gonna take that much time?
Guys, rate us now,
please.
Snap back for a TBH or a rate.
Speaking of my dad, so like,
when were we speaking of your dad?
Basically, spoke of your dad. My dad, he found out about Facebook ads a couple days ago, right? And he's just been wanting me to put like our thing, something, just things on sale in the house.
Oh wait, but then like podcast agreement noises. Yeah.
So he just wants me to put like random things on sale some days, and then. So he put the freaking. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. Facebook, instead of that, he just like automatically says something he's familiar with. He's like, put on the FaceTime ad. Hey, FaceTime, FaceTime, FaceTime. And I'm like, yo! I know what he's talking about, so I do it anyway.
That's a touching story. That's a touching father son
bonding.
Bonding moment.
Father son bonding.
Even more bonding than watching Bhangra on motorcycles.
Dad's really like, cricket on motorcycles. It's like, look at the people back home, so lazy.
How would you play cricket
motorcycle? You hit the ball, and then you motorcycle to the wicket.
There's no way that you can play cricket on a motorcycle.
Bro, stop recording this. I mean, what?
Are we not recording the podcast?
No, we are. But if we weren't,
I would actually be so sad. I'd get so depressed.
Already pretty bad, so. Speaking of my dad,
man, I hate whenever, like, I'm trying to make an account on something. I just completely ignored your dad point because I'm tired of hearing about your dad now. Like, whenever I'm trying to make, like, an account for something, and, like, especially on my phone, or yeah. I think it's just all Apple products, like, I'm signing up, and yeah. I'm going to create a password. And I'm the type of guy that uses, like, I have 2-3 different passwords, and I use it for everything. I probably shouldn't say that. It's really dangerous. All right, but yeah, so I use basically the same password for everything.
Yeah.
But I hate when I'm trying to sign up on my phone or like my MacBook, and I type in my email. I go to make a password, and it gives me like this suggested password. It's like, we think this password is the best for you. Take BLXI-3984JK
/ and that weird like that like the I that looks like an L.
Yeah,
it's like you try 40 times.
I can't tell if it's an I or an L, but either way, God. I get it wrong because there's like 7 of these mysterious characters.
Bro,
the guys are dash in my.
It's like when you forget your password and it's like you reset it. It's like old password cannot be cannot be current password. Like you try the current password again, it's not working.
And it's, like, I'm okay if it suggests that password, but it's the fact that they think that that password's better than the password that I can come up with. Why do you think...
security above everything.
Your random assortment of letters...
It doesn't make sense, because those people, like, people who hack, they don't guess your password.
Exactly.
They just pass the password part. They break the password.
So that doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. There's a billion words in the English, like, more than that. Not really, but yeah.
There's a lot of words in the English.
There's a lot of words.
I mean, if Sam and
Cat... doesn't even have to be English.
If Sam and Cat can go and literally add a word to the dictionary...
What is that? Like, that's like 24 factorial. 26. There's 26 letters.
What?
It's math.
I'm talking about Sam and Cat.
I'm talking about password combinations.
Oh. Yeah. But then you also need numbers. Some facts, some passwords require you have like a symbol, like an exclamation mark or a question mark. I hate those ones.
My password just keeps extending. Say it's like a word.
Yeah.
And it's like one. And it's 123. And it's 123 percentage sign. It's 123 dollar sign.
My password... But that literally, I have three different passwords. Some of them like vary with numbers.
Say them.
Say them?
Tell them.
So one of them's password. The other one's password. The other one's password. You just got pranked.
Thought I was gonna say my password.
Bro, camera's right there, bro. Yo, I was gonna say my password.
You're gonna watch a prank video and it's like so boring. You're like, yo, can this at least go wrong in the hood or something?
Bruh. We've been going on.
Oh, shit.
For a really long time.
21 minutes. I forgive and don't forget.
Guys, first 21 minutes on our first podcast. Let's go.
Yo, who's even listening, bro? People have dipped after the first minute.
Definitely not. Guys, if you're still here, smash that like button. Don't forget to heart this if you're on Spotify. We're not going to put this
Epic
on SoundCloud.
EpicGamer125.
EpicGamer125.
Keep going. So, I make music, right? So, sometimes when I'm in the studio, like, you know, like, your dad would, like, especially parent for, like, coming from, like, immigrant dads, they'll always want to show off, like, art talent. So they're always like, yo, you sing now? Go sing in front of the random five guests that are here. Right? Oh, go do the dance. But thing is, my studio's in my house, right? It's where we are right now.
Yeah.
And instead of just, like, my dad asking me to perform, he'll just, like, barge into the studio with, like, five random uncles. He'll be like, yo, play the song. That's crazy.
Now, the worst is that you're always trying to promote, like, your music all the time. I remember when you came over to my house one night, and, like, my parents were there, and you were like, yo, let's bump this track. And you started blasting. It was during the Super Bowl.
His mom like, nice.
You came to my house for the Super Bowl.
Nah, but these five uncles just barge in. They're like, they're so confused. They're like, good guy, track.
It's so embarrassing when you walk into, you're in my home. This is where I live. My dad, sister, brother, my mom.
Put out your big Bluetooth setup.
And you pull out my giant Bluetooth speaker. Yeah. And you're like, guys, now dig on this.
And it's like, this is like my first track. Oh, let me load it up.
The amount of hatred I have for this song, I can't express how much I dislike that track. And the fact that I remember you coming to school and telling everyone, guys, I just dropped the hottest, fattest song of 2017.
Yo, F. Drake is a goof.
Yo, F. Drake, I'm a goof.
He's a goof, bro. What the hell? Yo, guys, thank you for listening. It's probably only going to be us listening this far.
Oh, God, I'm dying because none of you are listening to the podcast.
How are they going to hear that?
I need the money so that I can pay for my leg injection surgery.
Oh, please fund him.
Please fund him. We look so scared.
Oh, my bad.
Double tap is the magic. I wish we had visual on this podcast so much. We should start visual.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick. We would attract so many more viewers.
One day.
Let's see, who's listening right now? I want everyone who's listening right now to follow me on Instagram.
You know what I've been watching?
Snapchat,
recently?
Uber.
You know the, like, SpongeBob Walmart clips in, like, 24 different languages?
Oh my god, yes. I freaking love those.
They say the weirdest things.
Okay, well, I'm not actually sitting there, like, listening.
I just want everyone who's listening. Damn it. Okay, I want everyone listening to this podcast to go to
this is not go, promotion.
Go.
All right, but honestly, I'm not watching these videos for like I'm not listening to what they're saying. Why? I'm just listening to see how, like, funny it sounds, you know? Sometimes it sounds like one of them says, like, dick.
All right, there's this one thing. This one. Oh, okay. Go to 131 on SpongeBob Future in 24 languages. And that'll be the ending note. Take it easy, guys.
Enjoy your weekend. We have to do the Jaw outro.
What's that?
Alright, guys. Thank you all for your love and support.
Yo, nah.